Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about being able to transform stress for more peace and calm. And I've been thinking about this, and in the last episode, I talked quite a bit about not being able to hold on to the joys in life, just the joy, and have just awesomeness in life, but that we also encounter sorrows and discomforts and difficulties. And so, you know, we can't just be left with, oh, some things are going to be awesome and other things are not. They're going to be hard. But how we can actually use the challenges, the difficulties to transform our stress so that we can have more peace and calm, to actually use it, the difficulty, as fodder for a better life. And as Eknath Esaron said from Strength in the Storm book, he says, "Emergencies and crises, the psychologist William James observed, show us how much greater our vital resources are than we had supposed. This is the opportunity that crisis and challenge offer us. Every one of us has capacities inside us that we have never dreamed of, which we can learn to draw on in our daily lives. That is our legacy as human beings." The purpose of this book, he's talking about Strength in the Storm, is to help you get started on the great adventure by claiming this legacy. As a meditation teacher, I have to point out that this is the purpose of meditation, which I have explained in other books. Here I want to focus on skills you can apply right away, simple techniques that anyone can use to banish worry and anxiety, stay calm under pressure, and live each moment to its fullest. And most significantly, radiate that newfound calm to everyone around. And that's the end of the quote that was Eknath Esaron from Strength in the Storm. And I thought it was important to follow up the last episode with how we can actually use these storms, these difficulties, and actually transform them so that our life has more peace and calm. And we do have all of these things inside us that we didn't even know. We don't know because we haven't uncovered them yet, because we haven't had the right challenge or the right discomfort to actually bring it up so that we could use it. We really can learn to not fear the storms, the difficulties, and the discomforts. People have learned to be afraid of more and more calm things, more benign things, everything from the wind blowing the wrong way. And I put myself in this category. I was afraid at one point of my own shadow, so to speak. I had any kind of physical, because my anxiety did manifest physically in some health anxiety. I was worried about my heart, and any kind of physical sensation or my heart beating differently or a gas bubble coming up because it was in the center of my chest. I thought for sure it was my heart. Everything, very small things. It got so that it was smaller and smaller and smaller because I didn't know how to just go through it. I didn't know that I could just feel it. I could wait and see, let time pass, right? Let's see how this pans out. I would go into fight or flight over every little physical sensation. And what happens is then an even lighter sensation would set it off, and a lighter sensation, so that everything is bothering the anxious person. And that did happen to me. So I totally get you guys that are struggling with that. And I want to implant the idea of hope in you that if I could come out of that, you can too. Don't forget that. These storms in life are okay. They're not abnormal. It doesn't mean something's wrong. It doesn't mean you're bad or you did something wrong. This is life. And you can actually use these difficulties as fodder for a better life, for more peace and calm. I have another quote here from Eckneth. He says, "Few human beings are born with the skill to weather storms and stress with grace. Yet everyone can learn. We can't control the weather outside, but we can control how we respond. For it is in the mind that the storms of life really blow. What matters is not so much the turmoil outside us as the weather within. To a person with an agitated mind, something as minor as a rude driver can cause enough stress to ruin a day. By contrast, I think of Mahatma Gandhi, who gave himself away when he confessed, 'I love storms.' Gandhi began life as a timid child, but he learned to keep his mind steady, that it could face tremendous crisis with courage, compassion, wisdom, and even a sense of humor. This steadiness of mind is one of the most practical skills. Without it, no one can face the challenges of life without breaking. And life today is challenging, to say the least. We live in the midst of conflicts within ourselves, at home, in the community, even nationally and internationally. This is an age of conflict, which makes it an age of anxiety as well. Nothing is more vital than learning to face this turmoil with confidence and compassion." And that's the end of the quote from Eckneth Eswaran from his book, Strength in the Storm. So I hope you can see that it is not unusual, these times that we are living in. Yes, the flavor of it is different. The ingredients of this recipe, of this time we are in, are very different and unprecedented, but life has had these times. And we too can get through this with confidence and compassion. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. So what are some of these ways that we can endure these storms? Like, yeah, they're going to come and they're going to be there. And obstacles, challenges, discomforts, whether they're big or small. And the more anxious you are, the more apt you are to have even small things set you off. So what is it that we can do to begin to take this journey so we can go forward and we too can love storms, like Gandhi said? Why not? How can we do this? One of the best ways that I know of keeping calm when you are ruffled up and you're already out and about in your day, let's say you're driving and you are cut off in traffic, what are some of the ways that you can deal with that? You are going to let this other person ruin your day? Well, you could, and you may have, and I may have done that too. But what else can we do? We can come back to ourselves, our inner weather. What can we do inside of us so that we are not letting the chaos of the world outside of us control the rest of our day? Well, we can make sure that we are coming back to our breath. It's always with us. We don't have to remember to breathe. We have to remember to pay attention to it, though. We can come back because as we got ruffled from driving and being cut off in traffic, our heart rate probably went up. We did. We got triggered into a little bit of fight or flight. But the less time we spend there, the easier it will be to bring it back down. So relax your muscles. Slow your breathing. You do have conscious control over that piece, how long and slow your exhale is. And that will send that beautiful message back up that things are okay, that you are calm, and that you don't have to be worked up. That way, you are changing it physically. And that way, maybe you will be able to control how you are thinking about it. If you have better luck changing your thoughts, do that. Say, wait a minute, that could have been me that cut somebody off and didn't even know it. Or maybe that person is having an emergency and they had to get over into this lane. We can do it with our thoughts, but I find that most people do much better in controlling their inner weather through the body first. Then the thoughts begin to settle down. The glitter in the snow globe begins to settle down to the bottom after we have physically put the snow globe on the table and let it relax there. That's how it seems to work best for most people. So find a way that you can do that physically and with your thoughts. A thing that you may have not tried yet is also using your mantra. I've been talking about this in the last few episodes or so, and this is a perfect place for you to pull up your mantra. And one of the things that I learned from Eknath Eswaran is to use your mantra constantly. Of course, we like to practice it in our meditation so that we are calm with it, that we are feeling it at a deep level, but then we can bring it up into all kinds of situations and circumstances in our lives. Here's actually a piece out of the book. This will explain it well. Eknath Eswaran says, you can draw on the power of the mantra like this at any time. Wherever you happen to be, whatever you happen to be doing. But if you want the mantra to come to your rescue when you need it, if you want it to steady your mind in times of turmoil, you need to practice, practice, practice in calm weather. He goes on to say, whenever you get a moment free, unless you are doing something that requires your attention, repeat your mantra to yourself silently in your mind while waiting, walking, washing dishes, and especially when falling asleep at night. Constant repetition drives the mantra deep into the consciousness where it can anchor your mind so surely that no amount of agitation can sweep you away. I must have given this advice a million times, he says, but it can never be repeated too often. Throughout my life, no matter how assiduously I practice this skill, I have always been able to find more time, additional opportunities to put it to use. This is how we can gradually extend sovereignty over the mind. End of the quote. This is how we do it. This is mindfulness. But the beauty of doing the mantra with your mindfulness throughout your day is then when you need the mantra in a stressful time, it will come to you and it will remember all of those calm, peaceful moments, such as when you are falling asleep. I remember reading this so long ago and having it really be put into practice. I did it. I would fall asleep repeating my mantra. I would use it at times during the day when things were just whatever, you know, calm, walking, like he mentioned here, when you're exercising, washing dishes, whatever. It's a perfect opportunity to bring it up and bring it into your regular day when you are in neutral. Then when you need it and you are agitated, it will hold the energy of that neutral space. So do it in your meditation. Do it when you're walking. Do it when you're doing mundane household chores or business. Some of the things we want to be careful with our mind is we want to be able to train it, and we can train it with the mantra. We can keep coming back. We often talk about coming back to the breath. You can also come back to your mantra. Maybe this will be easier for some of you than coming back to the breath. But what it does is it trains the mind. That's what mindfulness does. And why do we want to train our mind? There's a couple of things that the mind just does that cause us all kinds of grief. And one is that we let our minds spin out. We let it go back into the past and forward into the future so much that it takes a lot of our vital energy. We wonder why we're so tired and we can't think straight because we've let our mind just go willy-nilly all over the place, actually like a little puppy. I've often talked about training the mind in meditation like that. It's like training a puppy. You just keep bringing it back. The puppy's going to go off and do whatever, just like your mind is going to go off and do whatever. And when we bring a puppy back, when we're training a puppy, we aren't angry with the puppy. It's just doing puppy things. We can't be angry with our mind. It's doing mind things. Let it go off and do its thing. And as soon as you are aware of it, bring it back to the mantra or bring it back to your breath. Bring it back to the present moment, and it will save you so much energy. Then when life has its storms, its challenges, disappointments, its little deaths that we talked about in the other episode recently, then you will be able to, almost without thinking about it, bring your mantra in. It becomes a new default. Just as you might have been triggered in the past into fight or flight, your mind and body may, as this is happening to me quite often, the default is the mantra. The default is relaxed, slower breathing. If you practice this long enough, it becomes your new default. And so I'm really hoping that you will give the time and energy that's required to do this, which is not really as much as you lose when your mind is running willy-nilly. So it feels like an investment, but it pays off royally. I hope you will give the mantra a try, and I would love to hear from you if you do. I so appreciate you being here. And now for today's quote. Steadiness of mind is one of the most practical of skills. Nothing is more vital than learning to face turmoil with courage, confidence, and compassion. Fortunately, we already possess these capacities, but we need a calm mind to draw on them. That is the practical importance of a calm mind. And that's from Eknath Esaron. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.